Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we are finishing the first parak of Maseches Tainus and beginning the second parak. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. So we've been going through a series of a whole bunch of fasts. Three fasts first for only Talmid HaChachamim, and then three fasts for the Tzibur that are lighter fasts, and then three more fasts for the Tzibur that are heavier fasts, and then seven more fasts that are even heavier fasts. So if it still hasn't rained, after all 3 plus 13 fast days have come and gone, so there's only so much fasting we could do, so we have to do something else. So avru elu v'lo na'nu, if those seven fasts, those 13 fasts, including that last series of seven, came and went, and we still weren't answered, mimatin b'masu matan, we start doing less business dealings, because that brings a person simcha, and we're starting to observe dinim of avelus, and ubibinyin, ubinatia, and also we do less building and less planting for the sake of simcha, be'erisin ubinisuin, we stop getting married. The halacha is erusin is what we call kiddushin. It's and the next stage of marriage is nisuin, when the couple can actually go home together. So during this period of avelus, you're not allowed to do erusin if you've already fulfilled the mitzvah of puruvu. If you haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of puruvu, you're allowed to do erusin and nisuin. But otherwise, a person would not be allowed to do erusin and nisuin. So it's really very limited in terms of the iser, meaning they only answer those who already have children. So who've already been married before from getting remarried. But if someone wants to get married for the first time in order to fulfill the mitzvah of puruvu, that's still going to be mutter over here. U'b'sheila shalom b'nan l'chavero, you're not allowed to greet each other with a sheila shalom. Kivnei adam hanazuf in the makom. We act like people who have been rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you're not allowed to greet them, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected all of our tefillos, and it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put us in cherim, and whenever someone is in cherim, they have to be noheg avelus. Rav Shachter often points out that cherim is essentially a curse that somebody should die, and all of the dinim of cherim are the same dinim as the dine avelus, because the person is being noheg avelus on themselves. So that's exactly what's going on over here. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us all in cherim, and therefore we're noheg dine avelus. That's why, by the way, the halachos of Avelus all appear in the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan, which is where the halachos of Charamim and Nidui appear, because it's they're related to each other. Hayichidim chozer misan machiyetze nisan. Now, we've been discussing what the community does, but if you have certain yichidim, you have very special individuals, you have great talmid chachamim, they could continue to fast privately until the end of Nisan, because these yichidim would fast, hoping that with a special siyata d'shmaya, a late rain will come and will allow for some crop to grow and to be harvested and to benefit the tzibur. Yatza Nisan v'yarduk shamim. Nisan ended and then it rained after that. Simen klala. Rain at the wrong, just like not raining at the right time is a bad thing. Rain at the wrong time, yes, raining but at a wrong time is also a bad thing. It's considered a simen klala. Shnemar halok tzir chitma yom. Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph that today is the harvest of the wheat season, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring it to rain, and then you'll see how terrible you've been. Meaning it's a curse when Klal Yisrael didn't do the right thing and they asked for a king. Shmuel showed how disappointed and upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with that request, and he asked for it to rain during the harvest season, which is in the spring, and when the rain came, they viewed that as a terrible, terrible curse. So that's why we don't, that's the raya, that we don't want it to rain once it gets too late in the season, once it's already late into the spring. Now, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah had said in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, that if rain didn't fall after two series of fasts, the Beis Din goes through another series of seven fasts that they decree on the Tzibur. So now we're going to go through what the tefillos were for those seven fasts, because we said during those fasts, they would blow the shofar, they had extra chumras. So Seder Tanios Ketzad, what did they do during that period of time where they were observing those seven fasts? So Motzinas HaTevel Ruchov HaShalir. First of all, they'd bring the Aron Kodesh from the shul out to the town square. Menosin Efer Miklal Gabe HaTevel Barosh HaNasi U'Barosh Av Bezdin. And they would put ashes on the Aron and on the head of the Nasi and on the head of the Av Bezdin. V'Kalecha V'Echanosin Barosh. And then everyone else would put ashes on their own head. HaZakin Shabena Omer L'Fneim Divrei Kibushin. The oldest Talmud Chacham there would say, you know, would give a drasha, would give a stirring drasha, and he would say, Achenu lo nemar ban she Ninveh ve'yarel kim esakom bestanisam. You should know it doesn't say about the people of Ninveh when they were saved because they did tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their sackcloth and he saw their fasting. Ela ve'yarel elokim es ma'aseyem ki shavu midarkam hara'a. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu really sees is just our ways in general, is how we act, how we behave ourselves, and whether we actually did tshuva. So the people of Ninveh, yes, they fasted, and yes, they wore sackcloth, but it was the tshuva, the Maisim Tovim, that actually saved them. Uba Kabbalah Hu Omer. And it also says in the Navi, v'karu levavchem v'al bigdechem, that you should tear your hearts, don't tear your clothing. V'al means v'lo over here, meaning v'kiru levavchem, tear open your hearts. V'al bigdechem, don't tear open your begadim, meaning what's more important than going through the physical motions of fasting and wearing sackcloth and tearing kriya is to actually feel a sense of regret, is to actually feel a profound sense of tshuva. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that if the seven fast days came and went, and we still didn't have rain, so then we start with certain nihuge avelus. We do less business, we do less building and planting, someone who has already fulfilled puruvu doesn't get married, we don't do Sheila Shalom, we act like we're all in Cherim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we said that the Yechidim can continue to fast until Nisan leaves. Once Nisan leaves and it rains, so then it's a Simen Klala, meaning we don't want rain after the month of Nisan is over, and we have a Raya from a Pasuk that it's a Simen Klala for it to rain at that point. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we said on that last series of seven fast days, what they would do is they would bring the Aron Kodesh out to the town square. They would put ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh and on top of the head of the Nasi and the head of the Rosh Av Beis Din, the head of the Av Beis Din, and every individual would put ashes on their own heads, and then they would have a big Talmud Chacham get up and give a Musar Shmuz where he says it's not only about the external shows and demonstrations of Avelus, but it's really primarily about our ability to do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu really sees what's going on inside of our minds and our hearts, whether we're in fact doing tshuva and changing our ways. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.